The Pod Breed Network is strictly for the small podcasts that are up and coming in the vast world of podcasting. Pod Breed is made up of many diverse podcasts coming together to achieve the same goal of being the best damn podcast network on the planet. Find out more at podbreed.com.
So I've reached the end of another season, and like previous seasons, I've always wondered how it should end. Should I go out hot? I don't know if this episode will be considered the hottest episode to go out on, but nonetheless, I'm ready for my season to end. So this is going to be the final episode, and it pertains to loyalty. I couldn't think of what the title would be, and not so much in relationships, but this is customer-client relationship, loyalty in that. I've had a couple of instances in my life, the past couple of years mainly, and I've been not so happy with where I spend my money. So eventually I'll leave, and it's usually from something that they do. And I was talking to a friend about it, and she asked, well, why would someone mess up their money, even if they do have other customers? Especially ones that are loyal. It doesn't make sense. I mean, I'm sure Norm from Cheers didn't have any problems. He was there all the time. I just wanted to talk about that today, how you handle disloyalty when you're loyal. I'm Drea, and this is Drea's Point of View. Thanks so much for tuning in. Please make sure that you are following me on the socials. I'm on X and Spill at Drea Point and at Drea's Point of View on IG, Pinterest, Clubhouse, Threads, Facebook. So one example was when I did the big shop, and I even did an episode on how excited I was to go to this barber. It was just him and his suite, and he was cool at first. And then he just started acting funny. You know, his conversations were, it was just awkward going there. Not to mention, it wasn't convenient. I mean, I really went all the way to see him, out of my way to see him. And let's face it, how many barbers are there? You could find one on every street, you know, so, but it was crazy to me because, you know, I would go to him often and he just switched up on me. And I booked through an app, so he got the money first. And I was telling a good friend about it, which made me really do this episode. Well, let me back up a little bit. I went to another barber and he was habitually late. This was after I paid, because if you pay in certain apps, you know, the money's paid for. So I guess they feel like they could do what they want. But even to a loyal person, I wouldn't. And then the environment wasn't, it was getting pretty toxic. So I had to leave there as well. And then I was telling her about my masseuse that I go to. Now, I've been a member of a spa for over a decade. However, I have been going to the one that I go to now for, let's say, about 2 years at least. And I like to go to this one particular guy. And I'd say most recently, I had a situation that never happened before. And it was more surprising than me being upset. And I told her about it. He didn't start on time. He was there, but it was a 90-minute. He didn't start on time. He went to do something, talking, and I guess he was eating or what have you. I don't know. I mean, if he needed a break beforehand, he could have told me, but he didn't. And he came back. He didn't apologize, didn't bring it up, just like dismissed it like nothing happened, which I thought was odd. And I intend to bring it up to him. Actually, my next appointment won't be until after this episode, but I intend to bring it up to him. And I also intend to go elsewhere because I am a loyal customer. And even if I weren't, that's not something that you do. That's just not really okay. And when I told my best friend about it, she was more upset because we're both sticklers for time. We like things to start on time because we're both early birds. And she really brought it to my attention of, you know, how she would have said something, nipped it in the bud, dooby-dooby-doo. And I didn't. And I was mad at myself afterwards. But Like I told her, we handle things differently. I intend to say something. I don't like to say things sometimes in the moment because, one, I'm not tactful. And I like to say things when I have a more level head. A lot of people just say things out of emotion. It wouldn't come out right. So I'll definitely mention it to him. But meanwhile, be looking for somewhere else to go. Not to mention, it's already hard to get an appointment with him as it is, because he's like a celebrity. I call him a celebrity masseuse. It's so hard to get appointments. He works every day with limited hours. And trying to match it up with my schedule is hard, because I don't like early mornings. I like the later ones. And it's just hard to get. So I expect things to start on time, like they always have. Like I said, it was only one time that that happened. But that one time will be the last time. And it just started a conversation on why people would mess up their coin like that, especially to loyal people. I mean, let's face it. When you go somewhere often, when you're a regular, you want to be treated special, right? I go to my friend's store. I've been going to her store for over 5 years. And she always gives me deals. I mean, her store is full of deals, but she always gives me deals. She pretty much picks stuff out for me as well. She knows my style. She's always been good to me because I'm a regular. You know, when you are a cardholder somewhere, you get perks because you shop there often. I remember one of my instructors, this was well over 20 years ago. She told us, she said, everyone who comes into your business is a dollar sign and you smile at them. And you make them feel comfortable, welcome. It's not so much a kiss ass thing, but you make everyone feel special, of course, who walks into your place of business, but especially regulars. They're golden, you know? We all frequent places often and we all like to feel special, extra special if we're regulars, right? You're spending your money. So I don't know, like why people mess up their dollar like that. I don't know. I can't answer that since I've never done it, nor would I ever. I had another occasion where I have to look for another studio. And part of that is because I don't feel that my time is respected. And when you start messing with my time, I have a problem. So I don't know. I mean, we have a choice as consumers on where we want to frequent, right? You frequent places because you get good treatment, because they're close to you or what have you. But it's not worth it if you're not being respected. Loyalty is king, or it should be. And I told her, I said, it's interesting how most of these situations involve men. I don't know why they switch up like that. I don't know. And I'll probably never know unless I ask them. So say, since I'm a regular, I've been a regular here, why are you treating me like that? I don't know. I don't know, but I just think it's something to think about, loyalty. It should be a two-way street, but it usually isn't. Similar to relationships and friendships, right? It's not always going to be 50-50. It's going to be someone giving more than the other. But when you are a client or a consumer, I think that's different because that involves time and money. And both should be respected and honored. I'm curious to know if any of you have had situations like this where you've been a regular somewhere, but something happens and, you know, you just got to switch it up. Be it your hairdresser, and that's the worst. Your nail tech. I definitely had so many nail tech issues. It's not even funny. I don't even deal with that too much anymore. I prefer to get my stuff done whenever I go overseas. I don't know. I just can't. The way that I'm treated is just, yeah. So DreasPointOfView@yahoo.com. If you can relate to any of this, let me know. Also, feel free to leave a review at TheDreasPointOfView.com. So I'm going to be taking a longer hiatus than usual. Aside from looking into another studio, I also want to take the time and really get my Spanish up. I know I said that in the past, but things have happened and I just haven't really been serious about it as I should. So because it's necessary, it's really becoming more and more necessary, learning the language, learning what people are saying around you, knowing what to say when you go to these Latin American countries. It's important. I mean, there's Google Translate, but there's nothing like knowing how to converse with someone. You already look different. It's nice to know how to have a conversation with someone. And Also, this is huge. I don't think I'm going to have the review day anymore. And that's primarily because it's hard to promote 3 days a week for me. It's easier for me to promote 2 days a week. So what I might do is just incorporate my reviews in an episode, but just Fridays, you won't hear from me. So I'll go back to sticking with Sundays and Wednesdays, which I had in the past. First, I did 1 day a week, then I stuck with two. So I may go back to that. I'm undecided about that. And I'm also contemplating switching my host. I've been with Anchor, but I may switch to something else. So there's a lot of changes I want to make, and I just am somewhat burned out because I have so much else going on, but I wanted to remain consistent. So give me at least a month. I know you won't hear from me anytime in May, so at least give me 6 weeks. My intention is to come back in June, but if you are following me on the socials, you will know when I return. And I do appreciate everyone for sticking with me this season. And yes, that's all I have for you today. So everyone, take care, stay safe, and until next time, thanks so much for tuning in. This has been Drea's Point of View.